Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca, in letters 63, 1 and 4. Let not the eyes be dry when we have lost a friend, nor let them overflow. We may weep, but we must not wail. Let us see to it that the recollection of those whom we have lost becomes a pleasant memory to us. These two quotes encapsulate the basic Stoic recipe for grief, a human emotion about which Seneca in particular has written several times. The first quote, contra the popular opinion that depicts Stoicism as a philosophy that counsels the suppression of emotions, tells us that of course we can weep when a friend or loved one dies. It is the human thing to do. It also adds, however, that we should not wail. What Seneca means here is that death is a natural phenomenon and needs to be expected and accepted as such. We don't want grief to become a crippling or even self-indulgent emotion, because we have responsibilities to others in the world other than the deceased. We have our partner, our children, our friends to keep taking care of and do our part to help. If we wallow in grief for an indeterminate period of time, we simply allow ourselves to be paralyzed and to neglect our duties toward others who are still living. The second part of the quote says that in time, we should nudge our memories of our loved ones to turn from painful to pleasant, so that we can remember and celebrate the time we spent with them when they were alive. As usual in Stoicism, some things are under our control and some are not. The death of a loved one is not under our control, but how we react to it is. And that's what virtue is, the ability to handle well whatever the universe throws at us, especially when it is inevitable. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if fortuna allows, of course. One more thing, if you don't mind. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.